FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's December 20th, 2017. So, hey, as always, be part of the show. We love getting your emails, kl@kerrylutz.com, Twitter feed @KerryLutz. So, market heading still higher? Good question. What about gold prices? Well, here with us now, Nick Santiago, InTheMoneyStocks.com. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, Kerry, it's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Always. So what's going on here?
Well, we have a lot going on here. We're coming into the end of the year. We have a big tax reform bill that's about to go into law. We also have Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency stocks flying off the charts here. So, I mean, we have a lot happening, and it's a pretty wild end of 2017.
Yeah, that's for sure. So is the tax plan going to help, hurt, or is it neutral?
Oh, no, I think the tax plan is huge for business. It's huge for the American economy. Ultimately, you know, a lot of the move has already been baked into the stock market. So 2018 probably won't be like 2017 was. I think we're going to get, you know, much more choppy market. But all in all, this is tremendous for the U.S. economy. I think it's tremendous for business. It's tremendous for small business. And I don't see a negative out here for it. I mean, you might hear some of the Democratic politicians whine and cry over it, but, you know, again, all they want to do is tax you anyway. So this is probably, you know, the biggest reform since Ronald Reagan, without a doubt. And I think it's a huge positive for Americans and American business.
But as long as you don't live in New York City, right? In the People's Republic of California. There you're going to really get shafted.
Yeah, if you live in New York and California, you know, you live in the Democratic states, it may not be such, you know, the biggest break, but come on down to Florida. I don't see why people just can't get up and move. You know, Florida's waiting for business.
Yeah,
Florida's waiting for business, and, you know, there's no state tax here. It's a pretty good place to do business.
Yeah, hey, you're preaching to the choir here, but
I know I am.
But, you know, if you're a lawyer in New York City, you make $500,000 a year, you're basically middle class. And now, you know, you probably owned your own place, you know, family, whatever, a couple of kids, you're sending them to private school. And now, you know, you're just going to get slaughtered under this thing unless you use a workaround like you set up an LLC or a professional corporation, and then your firm hires you on as a consultant or whatever. And so, you know, as a contractor, and therefore you're able to shelter at least up to the first $315,000, you're going to pay like 20% or 21%. Taxes on, which will help make up for the fact that you can't deduct your state taxes anymore, which is probably about $50,000, and you probably can't deduct much of your property taxes, which is probably another $20,000-$25,000. So you lose $75,000 in write-offs, you gain back another $40,000-$50,000 you lose $65,000 in write-offs, you gain back another $50,000 probably in tax savings in the lower tax rate on your LLC. So you come out ahead even on the deal, right? But so if you make less than 100, you're pretty much covered there. You know, losing the state and local tax deduction, you still have $10,000 for real estate. Not going to matter. It's those upper middle class earners that are really going to get hit in the blue states by this, right?
Yes, absolutely. They're gonna get hit a little bit, but again, you know, people choose to live where they live for certain reasons. Now, sometimes you might have family there that you want to stay. Sometimes you might have a business there and you want to stay, and that's all understandable. But the reality of it is, if you have state tax, should that be deducted on your federal anyway? I mean, years ago, we used to be able to deduct our credit card interest
Right.
But we can't do that any longer. So, you know, it's sign of times, things change. And again, you know, you have that ability, most people at least have that ability to move their business elsewhere, practice somewhere else and do business in another state. And, you know, that we might see that start to happen. But again, if you're going to be hit by that, usually, as they say, you normally could afford it. I left New York a long time ago because I didn't want to pay those state taxes. And, you know, people I know are fleeing California because they don't want to pay those state taxes. Now, if you want to pay them, I mean, you're by all means, you know, you should stay there and live it out and enjoy what the state has to offer.
Hey, so you think there'll be a further flight from the high tax states of people who really can get out and don't want to be there anymore?
I think we'll see a fair amount of people flee those states just because I think people are done with high taxation anyway. I really do. I really think the socialist society that we've been living in is coming to a complete end. And you see it, you know, just look at if you go to South America, in I believe Chile just had their elections and you had, you know, a conservative win there. And we're just starting to see a revolt against, you know, high taxation. And, you know, the politicians on both sides love taxes anyway because they get you know, do it. It's just free money and, you know, they get to do whatever they, you know, set out to do. But the reality of it is that people are getting tired of it. And that's the reality that I'm seeing. And we're looking at it going on in Europe. We're looking at it going on in the United States. I mean, you just can't keep funding all of everybody else with other people's money. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. I've never met a tax that I really am for. So, you know, maybe I'm the wrong person to speak to, but I just don't think government does the right thing with the money. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, they waste it. It's disgraceful what they do with our hard-earned tax dollars. I mean, you know, Trump was complaining about this throughout the election. We'll see if he's able to do anything about it. At least he's managed to get to basically get rid of a bunch of regulations. And he's just getting started. No wonder the deep state is petrified of him. So anyways, want to talk to you about Fragrance X. If you're looking for a great gift for this Christmas, FragranceX.com is the place to go. It's really an amazing website. You can save on Dolce & Gabbana, Burberry, Calvin Klein, Hugo Boss, and hundreds of more different fragrances. And look, they're all authentic. They're all real. There's no counterfeit here. You get free shipping. You'll save up to 80% off brand name perfumes. And the best part of all, if you use the code LUTZ20, that's L-U-T-Z 20, the number 20, you will save an additional 20% off on your purchase. The perfect gift for the holidays for him and for her. They've got millions of happy customers. FragranceX.com is the best place to go to get the best deals on all of your favorite fragrances. So anyways, what else are we seeing coming down here? Is this the stock market going to keep going up now as a result of this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've had just an incredible, incredible run in the stock market in 2017. It's actually gone much higher than I would have expected. I thought the second half of 2017 was going to be more choppy, more volatile. We had a lot of cycles come in, and all we did was get maybe, you know, 1 or 2% pullback for a month.
Right.
We saw it in June. We saw it in August. And then the markets broke out to new highs on the back of this tax bill. And to be honest, you know, this is a major tax bill. I think 2018, though, will not be the same as 2017 because the markets now have to digest the gains. But I think it's ultimately bullish for the economy and bullish for the stock market going forward. Now, don't expect, you know, a 20% move in the S&P 500 in 2018. I would expect maybe 5% or maybe, you know, a flat year. But that's okay. That's telling you that ultimately the market is digesting those gains. Companies are going to be able to repatriate capital, and they're going to, you know, either buy shares back or they're going to put it into new business and they're going to expand. And I mean, this is just a big, big positive. And more so than that, it makes the United States more competitive. You're going to see companies flee other countries. Companies are going to leave other countries and they're going to want to do more business right here in the United States. And I don't think people could really put a price tag on what that means.
Hey, you know, the U.S. has other advantages. Well, we've got this huge debt, and that is a bad thing, let's face it.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah. But we've got lower energy costs than any other place on the planet. And we've got water, which is a major premium everywhere else on the planet. So when you combine those things and, you know, legal system, I won't really say good things about, but generally better than what else is out there. So, you know, you add all these things in, and it could very well mean a real advance for the economy over the long haul. Could very well be.
I've looked at this every way but sideways, and I'll tell you right now, this is probably one of the most bullish things that can happen for the United States economy, by far. And I just think that people don't realize it. Now, again, with that being said, everybody judges the economy on what the stock market does, and that's not always the case.
Yeah.
You know, that people should understand the stock market has done as well as it has because we have so much money printed by central bankers,
yes.
Whether it was the Federal Reserve, the Bank of Japan, the People's Bank of China, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England. I mean, the list goes on and on. So there is a lot of liquidity in the system. But now you have all that liquidity and you have policy that is starting to work. We went through 8 years with probably some of the worst policy I can have. Never remember.
God.
So,
yes.
You know, you have to realize none of that was good for business. What happened with business was they were able to streamline themselves and become real lean, real fit, and you had a little liquidity. That's what kept business going. Now we have actually good policy in place that is actually going to amplify and help business. So, you know, people don't understand. You know, I hear people always say, hey, this company only pays 10%. But, you know, if a company that employs 500,000 people, they should pay nothing, in my opinion. Mm. They're employing 500,000 people. You know, so it really is a little bit of a backward system and how people are anti-company, anti-business. But it's business that keeps people doing things. I mean, what are you going to do if people aren't working? What is your society going to look like? You know, just go take a look at Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful island, and you know, it's flooded with poverty, and you know, that's unfortunate. But that's what happens, you know, when you just have more government just taking over, and you don't let business thrive and succeed.
Yeah, that's such a good point. So what's going to happen with precious metals? Generally, Republican presidents are bad for the dollar and good for, right? Good for the precious metals markets.
Yes, yes. I'm thinking that right now we'll have one more dip in gold. Mm-hmm. And then I think as inflation starts to come back, and we really have a very, very low inflation society right now. But as inflation creeps up, you're going to start to see gold and the precious metals start to move higher as well. So, you know, I haven't been so bullish on gold as of late, as you know. But mm-hmm. I do think 2018 has a lot of good upside for gold and silver and the other precious metals. And again, you know, when you get back to more, you know, for 10 years now, or 9 years really, we have not had, you know, a normal economy. When you get back to more normal trend, you're going to start to see gold move up as inflation starts to creep up. And I'm watching the chart patterns very, very closely. But right now, I still think we get one more little minor dip in gold and then it's time to start picking up gold again on the upside.
And gold has really shown remarkable resiliency over the past year. I mean, it's trading in a range, but anytime it gets below that range, it's knocked down. However it gets there, it comes back almost immediately, and it's hovering right at around that $1,300 mark. So the relative strength of it, pretty darn impressive overall.
Yeah, well, this is what people don't realize. We had a massive, massive expansion in gold, in the gold price. If you go back to 1999, I mean, where gold, you know, started to finally make a move and break out. I mean, you're talking about, you know, an ounce of gold in 1999, you could have gotten for $200, $250. I mean, it's pretty incredible. And we had a run up all the way up till September of 2011 at around 1900, I believe it was 1923, $1,923 an ounce.
Yes.
So, a normal retrace or a normal correction, where we are now sitting at around 1265, you know, around 1270, this is healthy. This is what you want to see. This is just building a longer,
absolutely,
bigger base for a huge expansion over the next 10 years in gold.
All right. Well, hey, Nick, we got to run now, but inthemoneystocks.com. Questions, comments for Nick, myself. Email us, be part of the show, kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz and the Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Nick, a happy and a healthy new year. Merry Christmas to you and yours. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a wonderful new year.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.